today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I have three brothers, and we all liked having fun when we were growing up. We'd go out and play together, running, playing football, basketball, and many other activities. A lot of times we went out to play, we'd end up getting in some kind of trouble. At least I did. When we would get into trouble, my father would sit us down and give us an opportunity to tell our side of the story. He would preface his statement with, "I'm going to ask you all some questions, and I want to know the truth." That question rings in my ears. I share this with you. Sometimes my brothers would do things, and I did not want them to get in trouble or get a spanking, so I would take their place and say, "I did it." When I think back on those times, I ask myself, why would you make that kind of sacrifice when you know what was going to happen? I'm quite sure some of you who have younger brothers and sisters have done the same. Taking the place of the person who really deserves a punishment takes a lot. But there is someone who took the place of a robber, a plunderer, a terrorist, a guerrilla fighter who participated in bloody insurrection. In John chapter 18, verses 39 through 40, it is written, Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault at all, but you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" Then they cried aloud, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. In the second Roman trial of Jesus, Pilate, after finding no fault in Jesus, asked the Jews who they wanted him to release based on their custom. Don't you think they would have chosen the innocent carpenter instead of the robber? Barabbas had attempted to rebel against Rome, and he had murdered someone. Jesus was the innocent lamb, the only one who could really free the Jews from the treatment they had received from Rome. Barabbas was released and Jesus was sent to the cross. Jesus did not put up a fight. He voluntarily went to the cross. He took Barabbas' place. He took our place. Yes, he took your place and my place. How does that make you feel? What you and I deserved as a result of sinful behavior, Jesus took it all on the cross. He took our place. The law of sacrifice states if a leader wants to go up, he or she has to give up. Jesus took your place so that you could go up. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.